Welcome to Becoming Unstuck, a safe place to help individuals find the tools they need to live a life they truly want. I'm your host, Jordan Meyer, trauma and resiliency therapist. Excited to have you here. Welcome back, everybody. Today's episode is going to be a good one. Man, I've talked about this a lot lately, so I wanted to bring this to the podcast and just share it with everybody so that they have this information as well, because it seems like I've talked about this quite a bit lately, and I've always talked about themes, and this is one thing that we're starting is the theme, right? What's kind of the theme of the week that I talk about so much that I feel like it applies in everybody's life? And today's episode in particular is about validation. Now, validation is a really popular name topic that we all use, right? I want to be validated. I want so-and-so to validate me. I want to validate other people. And we use this language while I think not truly understanding what validation actually is and how to use it. So we're going to talk about that today, because when you can actually properly validate and you know how you're looking for validation from the people in your life, it makes it so much easier to have your needs met. When you're not validated, your needs are not met, which leaves you feeling unappreciated, unwanted, unaccepted, and learning and yearning for approval of the person that you're trying to be validated from. So today's episode in validation is going to be this. There are actually 6 levels of validation. Go figure, right? And this is often where we get tripped up, because we think there's only 1 level of validation when there's 6. So we're going to walk through these, and then I'll give you some examples so that you understand how to use them and what they look like in your life. So level 1, validation, staying awake and paying attention, okay? Have you ever tried to talk to someone and they're on their phone, they're watching TV, they're not paying attention? What this does is it symbolizes to the other person that you're not interested. You're not paying attention and you don't care what they have to say. So the first level of validation is body language. It's showing up. It's making eye contact, looking at the other person, being attentive, not being on your phone, watching TV, okay? When somebody is trying to talk to you, the first step in validating is give them your time. Give them your attention. It is the best and easiest thing that you can do for them. So level 1, give the person your attention. Stay awake, pay attention. Use that body language to demonstrate that you actually have an interest in what they're saying. Level 2, accurate reflection. Okay, now when we're talking to somebody and validating, we can often misunderstand and misinterpret what the person is trying to say. We may hear something different than what they're actually saying to us. And so what you want to do in this accurate reflection, is be able to accurately understand what they're trying to say. And one way that we do that is we repeat back in a reflective way what they just said to us, right? I want to double check and have a surety that I fully understood not only what they said, but what they were trying to say underneath that statement, what they were really trying to get through, okay? Now, the biggest mistake we make here is what we call parroting. You don't want to repeat in the exact same way back to them, okay? This can get really annoying and frustrating for people. So it often shows up if a friend comes to you and says, you know, I'm just having a really bad day. And you repeat, okay, so you're having a bad day. Yeah, you know what? It's just really hard. Okay, it's really hard, right? Like, it's not going to get you anywhere. The person is going to feel like that you're actually really disingenuous and you're not really caring what they have to say. You're just robot mode, okay? So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to paraphrase the meaning behind what they just said. Okay, so if somebody comes to you and says, yeah, you know what, my friend said this and it really hurt my feelings and I just don't know what to do about it. Okay, so rather than parroting, we're going to respond, yeah, it sounds like a friend hurt your feelings and you're wondering what to do. Right? We're going to paraphrase in such a way that doesn't parrot immediately back, but we're still going to get the general gist of what they talked about in a way that's going to validate back to them that I heard what you said. Not only did I hear what you said, I understood what you said. It makes sense to me, right? So that's the second level of validation, is the accurate reflection back to them. Third level of validation, stating what hasn't been said out loud. What is the unarticulated? Okay, what is the unspoken? Speak the unspoken. I use that phrase a lot in everything I do. Speak the unspoken, okay? This third level of validation is going to be picking up on the clues and the body language of the other person. Now, this skill gets better as you practice it, okay? But you have to risk being wrong. Oftentimes, we're worried that if we go out on a limb or we say something, that it's going to be wrong and we're going to offend the person, okay? Trying to validate will never offend somebody because they can always correct it. That's what you're doing right here, is you're going out on a limb and trying to guess or say what may be in a way that has them either correct you or confirm that you are right. And that's how you know that you are in the right place for validating. So these are often proclamations based on assumptions, okay? You're angry at so-and-so. You want this to happen. You would like this to be the case. You would love to have your boss tell you that you're doing a good job, right? You would love to have your kids show appreciation for what you do. And in that moment, that person can either say, yes, that's exactly right. Or they can say, no, that's not it at all. This is what this is. So either way, going out on a limb is going to help put you in a place where you're going to further share with them that you are listening and you're trying to pay attention and you're interested in what they actually have to say. And then they have a chance to correct you if that's not the right thing. But what this does is it helps them understand that you are invested in the conversation and you really want to try to help them get to that validation point that they're trying to reach themselves. Okay. Sometimes this validation leads to a rush of intense feelings from the other person as they find themselves in the context of acceptance. So level four is what we're going to talk about next. Okay, so we've gone through 1, 2, 3. Level four of validation is validating using past history or biology. Even feelings that you have difficulty accepting or understanding can make sense when you put them in the context of a person's history. Okay, when we take things out of context, it doesn't make sense a lot of the time. Take, for instance, a child who is throwing a tantrum. As a parent, you may say, there is no logical explanation for why this child should be throwing a tantrum. But then when you put it in context of their life, they're hungry, they're tired, they're upset, they're frustrated, they don't know how to regulate. It makes a lot more sense into understanding their behavior and how they're feeling. So this level of validation demonstrates to the person that their responses make sense based on their past learning, based on a more holistic view of how their mind, body, and world work. Okay? So as a way of example, right? Of course, dealing with chronic pain really creates a lot of tiredness and fatigue. It makes sense and more understandable that you feel like giving up because you deal with it on a daily basis. Okay? Feelings are valid, even if based in dysfunctional associations. Okay? Everyone's feelings are valid, no matter whether you agree with what they're feeling or how they're feeling it. Remember, you're not judging the feeling. You're demonstrating that you understand how those feelings make sense given the person's circumstances and life settings. That's really what you're trying to do, is just use a sense of history or context so that you can learn how to understand why a person would feel that way in their life. Does it make sense? And it doesn't have to make complete sense to you, so long as it makes sense for that person in their life. So level five, moving on to that one, normalizing. What you're doing here is you're communicating that what the person feels is human and is normal. Now, this is where sometimes we can get tripped up, because if you're judging that the person is feeling a certain way when they shouldn't, if you're judging that the person is reacting in a way that they shouldn't, if you're judging that the emotion that they feel is invalid, then you're not going to be able to normalize this. You're not going to be able to validate, and you're going to come across very disingenuous and trying to fix the problem rather than validate what's actually happening. So anyone in the same situation would probably feel the same way. That's the statement you want to think about, okay? Regardless of whatever your personal feelings associated with it are, would somebody in this same situation be likely to feel the same way? And you can either answer yes or no to that, but what you want to try to do is think about it in normalizing their experience as the human condition. Emotions are valid, context matters, and a person would feel this way more often than not. And that's what you can connect to, okay? You want to look for a grain of truth in the person's response and help them understand that you understand that if they could have done anything to be more effective, they would have. This is what you're doing is you're normalizing not only the emotion, but the effort that they put in, okay? Believe in good intentions while seeing the struggle and the pain that they're experiencing. All right, so last level, radical genuineness. Respond genuinely. If you're going to have a conversation and validate somebody and you're rolling your eyes and thinking that they're just over-exaggerating, then you're blowing yourself in the foot. You're not going to do anything to validate, okay? They're going to leave that conversation feeling worse. So don't patronize, don't condescend, don't treat the person as if they're too fragile or not able to handle. Recognize their strengths and limitations in a matter-of-fact kind of way. Be willing to admit the truth of your feelings in a way that shows respect for the other person and yourself. You want to treat the person in equal status using respect and understanding. Okay? This radical genuineness, do you actually care what's going on in their life? Do you actually care to listen and to hear what they're trying to say? And if the truth comes down to it that you don't, then that is going to come across as clear and as loud as a megaphone to this other person. They will shut down and immediately disconnect halfway through this conversation if you do not genuinely want to be there and talk about it. People notice those things. They pick up on them. That's why when we're looking for someone to validate our lives and our experiences, we almost are kind of shopping for the right person to talk to. And this is a way that we're looking for it. These six things are what we're really looking for. So again, we're going to review them one last time, and then we'll finish out today's episode with just a thing that you can do to use it for you. So level one, stay awake, pay attention. Level two, accurately reflect, not parrot, reflect. Level three, state what hasn't been said out loud, the unarticulated, speak the unspoken. Level four, validating using past history or the context of the person's life. Level five, normalize the situation and the emotion and experience that they're having. And level six, radical genuineness. Be a good person, be there for people, and truly and genuinely be the person that they need to be in that moment. Okay, now these six levels of validation are something that you can use in to help validate other people. And also for you, this can be the six levels of validation go both ways. So if you're finding yourself in a difficult situation with, say, an in-law, a parent, a sibling, a child, and you feel like you're constantly in search of their approval and their love and their wanting, this is the way that you can help mitigate that. Understand which one of these levels you're trying to get validated by them, and maybe understand that you may not get that, unfortunately. What you can get is maybe one of these levels versus all six. But these levels of validation are going to be important for us to actually feel completely and totally validated as a human being and in our experiences. Okay, so the last thing we're going to say in today's episode is the highlight, the red flags, the stars, triple underline, however you want to think of it. This statement is super important. When you're validating a person, you are not validating the experience. You are validating the emotion behind the experience, okay? Oftentimes, the blunders that we fall into as human beings is we try to fix the problem. We try to take away the emotion and try to allow them to not feel it, as if we have in some way any power of changing how they feel with what just happened. Okay, so don't try to fix it. Be there and listen. Don't try to take away their emotion or make them feel better or pretend that if you in some way have some control over taking the burden of their responsibility of emotion, that's going to help them. Okay, now what I mean by that is it's not your responsibility to take on their emotion. It's not your responsibility to take that burden on you thinking that it relieves them of it in some way. In truth and reality is there is nothing you can do to take away a person's pain. The best thing you can do is validate that that pain is real, validate that that pain is normalized in the situation they are, and then be there and genuinely sit with them. Now, as you say this, maybe this is what you need in your life. This is maybe what you're lacking and what you need somebody to do for you. And if that's the case, I would encourage you to ask for it. have that language, know how to ask for what your needs are. And using this information, the 6 levels of validation, now you have the practice and ability for you to not only help validate other people in your life, but to be more validated in yourself. So thanks for coming. Happy to have y'all here. I will see you on the next episode. Thank you for listening. As always, if you'd enjoyed today's episode, please share with your friends and family and join me here next week. If you happen to live in the Utah Salt Lake area, please reach out for help if needed. You can find me on Instagram at jordanmeyer.cmhc. Follow me on Facebook. And remember, you can find this episode and future episodes on any podcast platform, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and I will see y'all next week.